Jimmy, what an event, what a day it has already been. But I know you're disappointed that you didn't win the match.
Well, I'm not that disappointed now, Bob, because I didn't lose the match either. You know, we didn't win, we didn't lose, but it was a good contest. Michael Hayes, myself, and I, and Sting, we feel confident that we had a good, exciting match. And the fact is this, I'm just really excited on behalf of my Squeeze Precious and Michael Hayes. Bob, I'd like to tell all the fans that I'm just glad to be a part of Starrcade 87. It's the most exciting event in all wrestling history. I mean, the fact is, I get excited because I think about all the careers that are on the line tonight. I mean, we're just this far through it. There's a lot more action to come. And when I think about the guys like Dusty Rhodes right now, that must be just a little bit nervous because just in a few minutes, he's going to put his career on the line. Then you got the Road Warriors against Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. And as far as I'm concerned about that, Bob, Michael Hayes and I are really concerned about that match because we want to challenge the winners of that match. It don't matter if it's the Road Warriors or if it's Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. Everybody knows it's no secret. Squeeze and I and Michael, we've been talking about it. We want the World Tag Team titles. They're on our mind and we're going to get them. My brother Ronnie, I get goosebumps up and down my back when I think about him. I love him to death and I know if anything, this is his day. Starrcade 87 means a lot to everybody. Don't get me wrong, Bob. It means a lot to a lot of young careers. It means a lot to people that's been in this sport for many years. Myself, I'm just as proud with Michael and Squeeze to be a part of the National Wrestling Alliance and Jim Crockett and to be on the winning team in professional wrestling in the wide world today. And there's no doubt in anybody's mind that the National Wrestling Alliance has the greatest wrestlers in the world. And my brother Ronnie Garvin is at the top of the pile. He is the World Heavyweight Champion. I do want to predict that it's not my fault, ladies and gentlemen, when my brother Ronnie keeps the World Heavyweight title and defeats Ric Flair, because nobody knows more than I do. And I've sat down and talked with my brother Ronnie for several hours about this. It means a lot to him because he did have a great match, there's no doubt, when he defeated Ric Flair in Detroit. Absolutely. But the talk is this, that match was nothing compared to the match that's going to happen later on. I'm telling you one thing, it's really going to be exciting. I'm going to be right here. In fact, I'd be on the front row if I could, but there's no seats left out there. In fact, ladies, there's no seats left anywhere, and it's going to be fantastic. I do predict my brother to win and keep his World Heavyweight title. I do predict my buddy, that rascal Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream's not going to let the world down. He's not going to have to go into retirement. And the Road Warriors, Arn Anderson thing, you know how I feel about that. And, of course, Nikita Koloff and Terry Taylor. You can't forget about a match like that. There's two individuals fighting for the National Wrestling Alliance against the UWF. And, of course, there's no question in anybody's mind, the greatest organization in the whole wide world. And we're very proud to be a part of it. It's a National Wrestling Alliance. I know you're going to tell me my time's run out, but I'm going to tell you I'm finished talking, and we got to go. So we'll see you later. Have a good evening.
And good luck to you.